This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jets got under Big Mike's skin yesterday, perhaps into his wallet, based on gauging his post-game anger meter.
That's one of my favorites.
Usually a giveaway.
Right, when he gets really, really angry. Yeah. But that's with local teams, you don't know. I do know, I mean, Dog has admitted that he bet $10,000 on the Jets over.
He was very high on the Jets, yeah.
We do know that. So Mike, much more quiet about the things that he is on. I'll never forget that one story I tell all the time. It was years and years and years ago. But when I'm in the newsroom and there was so much going on in New York sports, and Mike opened up with the loss that the Twins had the night before, like the Tigers. And then I realized, I'm like, what is this about? I went into the control room, like, oh, he bet the over. He's like, you're not going to believe that the Twins lost this game. So second and third, one out. I'm like, what? So yeah, usually a giveaway.
Yes. Well, so you do have the local angle here, but he was pretty fired. It's up in Foxborough, 25-22. So that's 5 in a row, 2-6 now. This one, of course, included a missed extra point and a missed field goal by Greg, the former Legs, Zuerlein.
Bill Parcells used to say to me, my kicker doesn't kick 80% of his field goals. He's somebody else's kicker. Zuerlein has to be somebody else's kicker or nobody's kicker. Get rid of him. How many games can he lose in 1 year?
What are we at, 3 and counting now with Zuerlein? Something like that? Even so, the Jets did score a late touchdown to go up 5. They're going to go for 2. Another delay of game penalty backs them up to the 7. And then the short Aaron Rodgers to... It was Mike Williams, right? He threw that ball too?
Yes, yeah, but here's
well short of the end zone.
But here's the thing I'm thinking about. Okay, we're going for 2. You have a play sheet. You know what the plays are. You know what you think their defense is going to be in. So you go right to your play sheet and you call the play. Now, if somebody's injured on the sideline, you have to get somebody to replace them. Hopefully, you've done all that through walkthrough and you're ready to go. And there's going to be no indecision at all whatsoever in a situation like that. And so Aaron throws the ball. Now, if they're down on the 2-yard line,
sure,
it's going to be a 2-point play.
Yeah.
But because they're backed up 5 yards, it's going to end up being short of the goal line.
Yeah. Whole situation was pretty messy.
The whole time they're coming down the field, you know if you score, you need a 2-point play. You're going to be up 5, and you get a delay of game. How is that possible?
He's right.
What are you guys doing on a sideline?
Sideline!
Yeah.
He's perfectly right about that level of intensity, because there should be no excuses.
Yeah, 100%. And now this season, which began with such promise, has quickly crashed and burned.
Everything the Jets touches turns to garbage. Complete and utter garbage.
Including the move from Robert Saleh to Jeff Ulbrich, last one here.
This defensive coordinator, who has now become an interim head coach, has a better chance, okay, to become president than he does to be a head coach next year. Okay. I have a better chance to be an astronaut than this guy has to be a head coach in the future. He is worse than Saleh.
Yeah.
I'm just picturing Mike, like, in the space suit, like, zero gravity. I told you. Yeah. What a, that's a classic one for him.
Yeah. Felt comparable to that Mets Philly Citizens Bank Park Edwin Diaz meltdown from what was that, 2019? Yeah.
They took the glasses off.
Threw them at the TV.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Ulbrich, frustrated again at the podium, asked what his message was to the guys in the locker room.
This is a moment of darkness, and we understand that the outside world is going to get really loud right now. But The only thing I know in life is that when it gets dark and it gets hard, that you work and you point the finger at yourself and you look inward and you figure out what can I do better.
So he gives them the darkness angle, and then they were sure to bring that to Aaron Rodgers when he made his way to the podium.
Call this a moment of darkness for this team. Is that how you see it, and how do you get out of it? I mean, because you could just stay in the darkness as well.
Yeah, I've been in the darkness. You got to go in there, make peace with it.
See if make some peace with the darkness this week. And they only have a short time to do it because they got to host the Texans Thursday night.
I'm going to be, we've all been bad with the picks, but I'm going to be very proud of myself if the Giants cover tonight, because I, on Friday, was like, I don't know what I'm doing, but for whatever reason, I'm picking the Patriots to cover and I'm picking the Giants to cover.
What are you getting with the Giants there?
What do we have at Friday? 5.5? 6.5?
I think 6.5.
6.5?
Yeah.
Or 6. Maybe 6. Maybe it was 6.
I got to see.
Maybe they can get off to a fast start, and then Russell Wilson will start to cook like he did against the Jets.
You know, six and a half. Okay. I can't even imagine what Jeff Albrecht will say to his team today.
What do you say?
I don't really know what you can say. You could always say, we are what our record says we are.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, guys, everybody's dumping on us, and rightfully so. We've earned every piece of criticism that has come our way.
They suck eggs.
Yep. And we cost the man his job.
I mean, the Devonta Adams speech clearly didn't work last week in the post-game locker room. They made a big stink about that.
Yeah. Mm. It's hard to win with mercenaries.
Yeah.
It truly is, unless his name is Tom Brady.
Or then Peyton Manning.
Or Peyton Manning.
Or Mark Messier.
Okay. Stop.
What?
That wasn't like a fly-in for 1 year situation.
Yeah, he was here.
Multiple seasons, some disappointing
seasons.
That was
a whole team of Edmonton Oilers.
Yes.
Ultimately, at the end of that 94 season.
They just kept adding to more Oilers and more Oilers and more Oilers.
The Rangers did for Mark Messier what the Jets have been trying to do for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
I don't know why that offends you. He's the greatest. Like, that was the example I would give if Aaron Rodgers is either going to be Mark Messier or he's going to be James Hart.
Yeah, the Rodgers thing felt like a shorter runway, though, like a season or two.
But he was supposed to come here to do that.
Yes. He was supposed to be Kevin Durant.
But Messier wasn't 40 when he came here, you know?
Kevin Durant failed. He was supposed to be Mark Messier.
The one thing the only thing that I will say, well, it's not really similar because Aaron got hurt as a Jet playing on the field as a Jet. The Nets brought in Kevin Durant and paid him even though he got hurt wearing another uniform.
Yeah.
And he didn't play for a year. Which was one of the most that was a very Cleveland Brown-esque signing under those circumstances.
To be fair though, in that year, what was it? They played the Bucks. Was that the East Final? If Kyrie didn't get hurt and if Durant's toe wasn't on
it wasn't the East Final. It was second round.
Okay. But who was in the East Final then that they would have... Whoever was in the East Final, they would have beat. No, that series, wasn't it against the Bucks when...
Was it Atlanta that
I think
year?
It was. I think that... Be fair, I think they would have gone to...
Was that the year the Knicks lost to Atlanta?
I think they would have gone to the finals. I don't know if they would have won, but...
Yeah.
It's not like they didn't have a crash and burn situation like this.
Well, no, it crashed and burned big time.
But they made it to
was it game 7 of the second round?
Right.
Where this is not even going to make it anywhere.
That's right.
Didn't even make it to November of year 2.
Yeah, it's hard to fathom.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Falcons over the shorthanded Bucks in Tampa, 31-26. Kirk Cousins with the pregame rap or rhyme or I guess whatever you want to call this, trying to fire up his guys in the tunnel before taking the field.
We fight, we sweat. We fight, no cap.
We fight, no cap.
We walk in your trap,
take
over your trap.
We walk in your trap, take over your trap.
We fight, we sweat.
We fight, no cap.
We fight, no cap.
We walk in your trap,
take over your trap.
We walk in your trap, take over your trap.
We walk in your trap, take over your trap.
We walk in your trap, take over your trap.
Doing this, I'm not saying he was, but it almost looked like he was looking down, like reading off a sheet, like the words there. I don't think he was.
But you like that?
It was a little
like that.
Felt a little forced. Yeah,
yeah, I kind of do like that, Al.
Yeah,
I do.
So you had that pregame. We heard from Jameis Winston earlier postgame with Amanda Baleonis with his Eminem quote.
Do you have the pregame one?
I do, but there's two pregame. There was the pregame with Amanda.
Yeah.
That's what you're referencing.
Yeah.
But there was also the Browns made sure to get their camera in there, also in the tunnel.
Right.
And you Jameis like sees the camera coming and says, okay, let me go into my actor mode here. And he huddles up with DTR and some of the offensive linemen and he hits them with this.
Opportunities come once in a lifetime. And with those opportunities, we have to make the most of it. Every one of us have an individual responsibility to go out there and fight for each other. Represent the names on your back. Represents the names that's on your helmet. Well, we don't got no decal. So represent the Browns. All right, one plate at a time. All right, together.
Decals.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, represent the logo on your helmet. Huh? We don't got no decals.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. The one with Amanda, though, was weird.
It's very strange.
He was staring into the camera.
He wasn't even looking at her. It was just weird. Yeah, he was. He was looking right into the camera. I felt bad for her.
But you want to know something? He may be weird, but he won.
Yeah.
And he did something that Deshaun Watson has been unable to do with that team.
Well, yeah. So did what Joe Flacco did for him last year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like every other quarterback that steps in there can play.
Wow.
Yeah. Sean Watson.
Pretty much. You talk about dysfunctional. You talk about a team that's just basically turned off their quarterback.
Yeah, well, maybe they'll go on a run now that Watson's out for the year again. Jameis Winston, lead him to the promised land.
Just don't throw those interceptions. He tried to throw an interception late in this game, and it hit Hamilton right in the hands, and he dropped it. That would have ended the game.
Yeah. You need to get a little bit of everything when Jameis plays.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
It's exciting.
Giants and Steelers sit out in Pittsburgh. 6:15 coverage is on 11:30 a.m., or you can get it on the free Odyssey app. We got the Yankees and the Dodgers here on The Fan. Of course, Game 3 World Series, 7:25 coverage. That's on the app as well. Clark Schmidt opposed by Walker Buehler. Certainly a lot of eyes will be on Aaron Judge. The postseason struggles continued through Games 1 and 2. Now he comes back home to the Bronx. He at least is speaking like he thinks he might have found something late in game number two.
Yeah, definitely. Even the at-bat I had off of Gratterall, I think the at-bat before that, getting a base hit, you know, felt some good things. And, you know, trying to, you know, he threw me a four-seamer kind of up and in, just missed it. So, you know, I'd rather get the job done in that situation. But, you know, felt better, but like I said, it comes down to I got to get the job done.
I mean, there's probably not much of a rope for him with the fans, I would think. I was saying to Al this morning, it's not how I would approach it, but if he strikes out in his first at-bat that I'd imagine he's probably going to hear it a little bit.
First at-bat? Like, if they're down.
Depends on the spot.
I would say if it's the eighth inning, two men on, two out, they need a base hit to tie the game or a base hit to take the lead or something of that nature, and it happens then. Then I could see it.
Prior to that,
I don't think Yankee fans are going to turn on their captain.
I mean, unless the Dodgers get out to like a 4-0 lead in the first inning, and then the Yankees come up and he strikes out, maybe.
I'm still like, this whole Shohei Ohtani thing is like people are just, you know, washing over it. It's a real thing. It's a real situation.
See how he looks tonight. Sounds now, like he's going to give it a go.
It's his back shoulder, so it's his left shoulder. And, you know, he's got a swing. Now, he could still let go of the bat, I guess. and still bring it through with his right arm, but it's not going to be the same player.
I don't know.
And is he going to be on base, stealing bases?
Well, he didn't. He only had the one attempt up until in the whole postseason up until the until
yeah,
game
but it,
two.
Yeah, and there was no reason for him to do that. But right. When you watch him on the base paths, like so, he was hitting a ball over, you know, what's his name, Soto's head.
Yeah.
He ends up on third base. He's running his ass off.
I'm sure he could still run.
Yeah, but he's not going to slide. He's not going to slide head first. He's not going to slide feet first. He can't do it.
Think he could flip, go the other way?
I don't
know. Left foot leg, left leg first, right arm down?
Totally superhuman.
Well, we know he kind of is, isn't he? He's a bit of a freak.
Yeah, but I just, he will be compromised to some respect.
I mean, the rest of they've got a pretty deep, relentless lineup even beyond him.
Yeah, I know. I saw it in a previous series against the Mets.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, whether he's 100% or not, he's still got to win 4 out of 5. So we'll see how that goes. All right, let's do Moment of the Day. It's brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas, Añejo, Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it, remind you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. So, we're jacked up about the World Series around here, but not everyone's a Yankee fan. So some are, reveling in the misfortune or the losses or just kind of going after the fan base. And that was Alex in Pennsylvania who checked in earlier today.
I'm a Mets fan living in Philadelphia, man, and I'm loving every minute of this Yankee misery. You know, the Yankee fans, listen, I don't hate the Yankees. I hate their fans for being such douches. You know what I'm saying? So as a diehard Mets fan living in Philadelphia, having to deal with these Philly douches, listen, I get joy out of every minute these Yankee schmucks are choking up in the World Series. Listen, much credit to Carlos Mendoza for taking us where we took us this year. Love you, boys. Take care.
Yeah, well, and by the way, our manager came from those Yankees.
I mean, just be careful. You know, celebrating an early death if you're one of those people is not the right thing to do. Now, I know that Eddie Scazzeri wants to see the Yankees lose. I don't need to see the Yankees lose. It's not one of those things where I'm one of these bitter Met fans anymore. I appreciate my Yankee fan friends in my universe, and the ones that are obnoxious douches I've gotten rid of in my life. I don't have those people around me anymore. I know Eddie is very happy, but you have not. It's YE Day is YE Day for a reason.
Correct. You wait for the stake through the heart. You got to wait for the stake through the heart.
And this coming from a guy who got a stake in his heart yesterday by the Arizona Cardinals.
Yes, I did.
And that's why he knows that you got to wait for the stake.
Wait through the day. Hold it. Wait till they stop breathing. There's no pulse. Wait till the body's cold. And the rigor mortis sets in.
Hey, by the way, how'd it go last Friday, sitting behind the counter taking the cash?
That was Saturday. It was went very well. A little bit of a long day, but we made it through.
Yeah, we were thinking of you.
So wait, you took off Friday for an event on Saturday?
Well, we had to go down and set up. Friday was setup day.
Where was this?
Frederick, Maryland.
Okay.
Interesting. She's been all over the map, man.
It's been quite a 2024 for him.
It really has.
I mean, Frederick, Maryland's what, about a 2-hour drive?
Three.
Mm-hmm. All right, CeeLo, we'll see you in 2025, something
getting
like that.
Soft around here, Al.
It's possible. I don't know.
Yeah.
I won't quit, though, all right? So just right. When I come back next time, just know I haven't quit.
Very good,
CeeLo. If I quit, I'll text you privately on the side.
All right.
No, we've already seen it on X. Rutgers basketball right around the corner.
Jerry did tell me, he said January, February, basically he's going to be using all his vacation time. So
yeah, Rutgers basketball right around the corner, yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.